FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station, broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy
Thursday.
We're on Thursday.
It's Happy Hour Sports.
Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, coming to you live. 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS.
Yeah.
New iPad.
No, very old iPad, but learned how to
reboot.
Set it back to, and I'm realizing that it's an older process. I'm just going to have to go get a new one.
There you go.
It's nice to have.
Yeah, it is nice to have. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Okay, so Thursday, Facebook's at 1700 Champ, website 1700champ.com. Monday, Tuesday shows are both up. Wasn't here yesterday. Glad to be back today, here tomorrow. And then next week, I'm off on Wednesday again next week.
You are here tomorrow?
Yes.
For some reason, I was thinking you were off tomorrow.
No, I was off last Friday, so okay. Didn't want to take two.
But Fridays. You do have plans tomorrow night, though, correct?
What are plans tomorrow night? Hold on.
Work your way through this. Come on. Step backwards. Celebration?
Yes.
Okay, there you
yes.
go.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, they're back.
Yeah.
Yes. No. Yes.
Okay.
A great celebration.
Yes.
A worthy celebration.
Not me, but she kicked cancer's booty, and it's going to be a big old celebration.
It is going to be fun.
Looking forward to it.
I am too. Yes, I knew that. It just takes me a while. A lot of stuff going on in this
I know there is.
Little brain of mine.
I actually made notes today and everything, I feel.
There you go. Saints-Cardinals tonight, 6:30. You'll get a little bit of Zach Gelb. UNI-Missouri State, a 3 o'clock pregame. Chiefs 49ers is the 3:20 game, so they have a 2:30 pregame. The Steelers and your Dolphins, we'll talk about that when we come.
The Sunday night game.
The Sunday night game, the 7 p.m. game, and then the Bears-Patriots are your Monday night game. We couldn't do the show without our sponsors, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, Come and Go. BetMGM, I'm 6-0 with the NBA so far.
That is it's a sixth in my notes that I want to talk about. I want to thank you.
Yes,
for the first night.
I think
you betting the overs or what were you doing? Really?
I bet the overs. I bet a couple of unders too, and there were two unders, and I hit both of them because they're actually teams that actually care. Their coaches care about playing defense. We'll see what happens.
But, okay. Well, good. I like. Yeah. See, I like the fact that you're actually diving into the NBA.
Well, the NBA. You can't baseball. Baseball's the tough one. You can't. I can't do it. So I want to thank all of them as well. Just a updated one on Palmer Group. So tomorrow is today the 20th. It is the 20th. Tomorrow I have Greg Thomas. Coming on from Palmer Group. He is the Chief Operating Officer, COO. We are getting ready to talk about, they have their salary guide coming out, Palmer Group does, and a few other things that are going on.
They always say should be a release party.
The 27th of October is Amy Vulcan Lutter. I think that's how I asked Andrew today. I saw Andrew. She's the director of mortgage banking and admin customer service. She's going to be on Thursday. I'll make sure on Thursday that I plan ahead to make sure that I pronounce her name
phonetics
correctly.
Is a wonderful thing.
Amy. Amy.
Hey, you.
Yes. November 7th is Chris Lorenz. He's the executive vice president. I've had Chris on before. And Mike Coulter is coming on. The week in between those last two, he just hasn't had a time yet. He is the territory manager for Cedar Rapids for Palmer Group. So.
Okay. So you're going to let them talk a little bit about Palmer Group, and then you're going to pull a little bit of sports out.
Yeah. Get them to and get them radio. Chris is radio ready.
Okay.
He said, yeah, there's nothing that you can throw at me. I'm like, Chris, don't say that.
I've made a good friend very uncomfortable before. Don't challenge me.
Yes. There's always something out there that can get you in trouble. Okay, have I hit everything? I think I've hit everything. Okay, let's start here. I've been thinking about this all day, and I listened to different shows today. I've been reading on things.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going?
I'm going to Tua.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, for a couple of reasons. Number one, they're your favorite team. Number two, they were the hottest team in football until he got hurt.
Yes.
And three, because
he came back and played when he shouldn't have been.
That, and I want to take a step back and I want to look at it because I've looked at it through two different glasses, and I could probably argue each side. I just don't know in my heart and in my brain which side I could be arguing on, because here's my one side. Even though the Miami Dolphins screwed up to begin with.
Yes.
I think they've corrected, and I think they've gone through all the right channels. And what I mean by going through all the right channels is he has passed everything that he needed to be able to get back on the football field. The really curious thing to me, though, is Teddy Bridgewater, who didn't look like he got hit in the head, still got put in concussion protocol and is still in concussion protocol.
Right. And then Skylar Thompson needed stitches in his thumb or whatever it's been interesting, but okay, with a couple little side notes of what you said, I guess their biggest failure was is they went to Tua and said, you all right? He says, yeah, I'm fine, put me back in.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
See, I went one further was when he got hurt in the game that his lineman picked him up.
Right, and then he stumbled again.
Somebody on the sidelines has got to go, hey,
well, it's
a play. At least get him over here and let us check. Didn't even do that.
But he had just thrown four touchdowns to beat your Ravens. I mean, it was
amazing.
Holy Moses, we've got a wave. We've got to ride this thing. Are you okay? I'm fine. I mean, his bell was rung. He shouldn't have come back in. The way he was just tossed by Cincinnati, and then the horrific side effect of his hands. You know, going into
and out cold.
Yeah,
and he admitted out cold.
Right. Yes. A week ago, he had gone through and checked off the boxes of doing what was correct for the protocol. A week ago, against Minnesota, but they said we're going to do it one more week because we have been, the murmuring, the dust, the whatever you want to say, has settled that we were the bad guys and we put you back in, all these different things. That there's enough time that he should be healthy. He should be fine. Let's put him back in. I've read as much as whether I'm a Dolphin fan or just a fan of an athlete that you don't want to see him being the greatest when he's 23 and being not himself at 43, you know, that type of thing. But he went to four different specialists, neurologists, all these different things. So you read that. I think it's so that we as humans go, oh, no, he did his due diligence. He's going to be fine. Well, yeah, there could be four neurologists that are on the Miami or NFL, pay list, if you will. But you've got to believe that he is doing what is best for him. Someone has to be in his ear. His mom, his dad, a best friend, a wife. He is married, for Pete's sake, saying, hey, is this the best thing for us?
But I don't know if that's happening. I mean, I get all that. I think they've dotted all their I's, crossed all their T's. I just want to know, is there how many people out there are just saying, Tua, seriously, just for that reason, you're married, you're going to have kids, your parents are still alive, enjoy that. And I get it. He's cleared all of that.
Right.
He gets sacked again, which he's going to get sacked again, and he gets tossed down again, and maybe this time he doesn't wake up from it. Because now he's... That is the one thing that the concussion and concussion doctor had said.
Right, right.
Once you've had one, and he's had two now. He had one to start, and then they put him back in.
And he's been playing football how long? You're saying these are the only two he's ever had?
And I agree with that. But two that we've all seen on TV that have the one where he's stumbling, and you go, I probably wouldn't have put him back in. You and I had this discussion too.
Right.
Is it?
You were sitting next to me when the Cincinnati one happened. I said, we just watched his last set of downs.
Yeah. And so that's the other side of me that's looking at it and going, is football really that important? And for these guys, it is. See, that's the reason they're football players and none of us are. Because it's not just talent. Okay. You have to have that mindset that you're
right.
You are, I'm indestructible no matter what I do. And then that indestructibility, and it's so fun. And I have no idea. I watched Deion Sanders today. He gave a speech. It's on social media. It was a great speech to his kids. Dude, I'm watching Deion Sanders walk around a room trying to talk to his kids and stuff.
Right.
Dude can barely move. The NFL is a brutal place.
Yes.
And so
the stars lined up for you, wouldn't you take it to the highest level because you could? Oldest son, who was recruited as one of the best blocking tight ends with great hands, and if he would have been 3 inches taller, he would have been at Iowa. He could have.
If he'd have bonked his head and I get Zach the football player, or I get Zach my son, I would take Zach my son. I'm not that dude.
Now you're going away from the NFL and you're getting into life.
And I don't feel because I don't know Tua, but I'm just thinking
you rode mountain bikes down mountains for Pete's sake.
Absolutely.
What's to say you didn't crack your head open? What's to say
I never crashed.
Oh, okay.
Now there were times. I mean,
I love you, dude. I've broken stuff. Yeah,
I've done all that. And you know what? Once I did a lot of stupid things.
Yeah.
Until I had those three kids. And my stupidity went much
lower.
Tua
is in his young 20s right now. He is a hot commodity.
Absolutely.
He is not a cheat.
His contract doesn't go away. He gets paid that money. He doesn't play another down. He gets all that money.
I'm talking about the fact that he is an elite athlete that has had so many naysayers on him. He wants to prove that he is as good as he knows he can be.
And I think he's done that. He doesn't have to prove he's tough. No one has ever questioned his toughness. They've questioned his quarterback ability.
Right, but
they haven't questioned his toughness. I believe that he's tough.
You can take 10 of the same people in the NFL, the same size, have the same, you know, and say this one is a concussion, that one isn't a concussion, all these different things, because of the eye test of this one staggered, this one didn't.
You know the easiest way? I heard this one today on Maggie and Perloff. You know how they tell how bad your concussion is? The amount of brain flakes and fluid that come through in your blood tests that they do. That's how they know. There's no way to measure correctly, but to know that if you've had a brain injury, is your gray matter coming through your bloodstream and stuff.
Well, then if that test obviously has been done.
I'd
like to test your gray matter here. I know
that. I guarantee you that. I would too. I'm. Listen.
I hope he goes on.
You don't think I don't think about that. I had.
I hope he goes on to have an amazing season.
I hope he goes on to have a great career, but you do. And I'm just saying, I'm both ways because I want to see him play too, and I get it. He's fun to watch. Quarterback play in the NFL stinks, and on that team it stinked while he wasn't there.
See, and now you're bordering in on a conversation about how. Okay, he got beat up, and he has the two concussions within two games. Now, be careful. You get into the subject of you can't touch Tom Brady. You can't. I mean, it's that every call is a roughing the passer call.
Well, he won't get that. He won't.
Well, he hasn't earned it yet.
He doesn't deserve it yet. Right. Tom Brady deserves the stuff he gets. He's Tom Brady. And he's 45 years old.
Right.
And he looks like he hasn't eaten in 6 months.
Well, it looks like he has.
That's another one we have to talk about today.
Cheekbone.
No, I'm all in for him playing, but there just has to be somebody that is the opposite. So every time, not you, because it's not you, because you're just taking that side. In the back of your head, you're going, man, I don't want to see him get hit again, because I don't want to. He gets hit again.
Well, I don't.
He gets hit again this year, then he's not there next year.
Okay, if you were asking me if this was my son, do I want to see him get hit, that he has changed, that he doesn't get to live a productive life because of that hit, whether it's brain damage, is it? No, I don't.
Right.
Do I want to see that he's going to make this money that he was elite at doing something. He's going to make the money, and he can't even enjoy the money when he's 42 years old, right. And he's going to have trouble figuring out who his kids are when he's 50.
Talk to Joe Theismann. Talk to Jim McMahon. Talk to those guys just kept going
Kenny
back
Stabler,
out.
Kenny Stabler, Terry Bradshaw, all these guys. The game was
just
different.
Give you your Kenny Stabler props today.
Well, thank you.
You look like Kenny Stabler. Well, you're not as old. You don't look as bad as he does.
It's, you know what? They, like I said, the tweet, it was there. They go through with Tom Brady. They go through his test. They go through his blood. They go all these different things to make sure he is good to go. Kenny Stabler woke up and said, "Yes, I'm good.
I'm good. I woke up today."
Exactly.
That was the best.
This one was so in the front page because it
was on national TV. We all
the
saw
first
it.
One. The first one is what is it was. Okay, he's fine. He said he's fine. He can go back in. They're hot. We don't want the momentum. This team has needed this for so long. The hype with the weapons of Waddle and Tyreek Hill and everything like this. Oh God, don't take him away. Don't take him away, because they knew it was going to be a letdown to go to Teddy Bridgewater. You know, but at what cost? And that's where we're at.
And who knew that we were going to sit here and say it was going to be – see, that's the important thing for him too, is where he's at. Because last year we wouldn't have been – I mean, he got hurt that everybody said, okay, just let him sit out because it's not a big deal. But he started out 3-0 and playing really well. I give kudos to Coach Mike McDaniel. He's like, listen, don't throw on me just because somebody got hurt. We're still 3-3. We're busting our butts. We do what we do.
I will say, as
there is no right answer.
No, there's no right answer. But I will say, I will say where the smile uncomfortably and look the other way of, yeah, he's okay, is we haven't seen a comeback like that since somebody wore 13.
Yeah.
Okay. And there was hope in being a Fish fan again, but at what cost? So hopefully, I think he's going to be fine.
There's a cost out there.
But there are a lot of eyes on what he does.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We're giving you your sports your way every day. Be right back.
Here's a look at traffic.
Different, you drive different. So don't drive high. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
1700 The Champ, Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steen on sports. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Thursday. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Scott there.
Hello.
I'm here. Same room, same channel. Just microphones further away. Hanging out right here in Cumulus Studio. I don't remember what they called it. I should have listened.
Something Work Iowa, something like that.
I get it. I'll have to have them write that down so I can.
I was going
to
say, if they're going to name the studio, yeah,
we should know that so we can give them kudos for doing that. You are listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. All right, at Twitter, we are at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, and at Happy Hour _SS. Got them all in. We have Saints Cardinals tonight. We'll talk about that game here in the next couple of segments. UNI Missouri State is a night. No, it's a 3 o'clock pregame, so it's a 4 o'clock game. Chiefs 49ers are Sunday afternoon game, 3:21 kick, and Steelers Dolphins are our 7 o'clock Sunday night game on NBC. And then Bears and Patriots that nobody will watch on Monday night.
Oh,
football. No.
I'm watching that.
You like that?
It's Zappy days. I'm a Zappy fan.
Zappy. That's so funny. We can talk about that for
later in our NFL moments.
When we do that. Okay. This segment. I definitely need to. Where's my upgrade?
I need to print them out and laminate them. Sorry.
You need to work on that. Northwest Bank, 2 locations in Ankeny, 1 in West Des Moines, a new branch in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, many, many more across the state. Commitment that you can count on. They'll take care of your personal business, mortgage, wealth management, private banking. The commitment is how they handle their clientele. And they do that by listening, understanding, and trying to get you to get the things that you need the most to help you with your banking. Because that's what that commitment is, to for you not to worry about your banking. None of us like to worry about our banking. And it's even more, you're still, how much cash do you have on you right now?
I don't feel comfortable saying.
Really?
No, it's funny. I have no idea, dude.
I mean, I
don't think I do.
I don't. I have.
Whoa.
You do.
Why?
Look at you.
$60.
$60. Bridge. He's got $60.
I don't. I'm trying to.
No, listen. I can't tell you the last time I carried cash.
Sorry.
And I don't. I mean, seriously. When I do the Come and Go commercials, and I say that I take my phone into Come and Go, I get my gas, I put my phone up on there. Yep. I go inside. They snap my Come and Go rewards card and my Apple wallet, and I don't have cash anymore. The fact is, a lot of the places that I used to go to get gas, they don't have that ability yet. It's like Hy-Vee Fuel Savers now on. So like, if I get Hy-Vee Fuel Saver, it's in my Apple wallet.
Right.
And there's some Hy-Vee or Casey's or some Hy-Vee stores. The Hy-Vee stores do, like the fresh stores and all the new stores. So you can put your phone up there and it'll grab it.
Right.
But Casey's doesn't. So what good does it do to have it on my phone? That irritates me. Come and Go is awesome about that. So great job, Come and Go.
All right.
But I mean, I don't. And it's not like I started doing that a long time ago. I've done it in like the past month. But you have to get used to it. You go to Jack Trice, your parking pass has to be in your Apple wallet. Your tickets have to be in
your
Apple
wallet. See, that's where I was going to go.
All that stuff.
Whenever we go to
be,
concerts, when we go to hockey games, stuff wallet. Like that, I keep everything in my Apple wallet then, that way.
Yeah.
But I don't have
cards
that I
have a card in there.
Right.
But it's a card. It's only a card that I have so much money on.
Right.
So then after
that describes most of my cards.
But so, I mean, I'll say, hey, I got $200 on this. It's my $200 a week,
right.
Whatever I
exactly.
got. That's the card I use.
Right.
And if I go out to use it and there's nothing in there, I still pay for my stuff, but I go, okay, no more going out to eat. No more. That doesn't happen.
It's called a budget.
Right. Because if I don't have enough money for Chick-fil-A, number one, just because they love me, they might give me lunch. No, I'm just kidding. But I have
points. Well, you got to pick up
22,000 points on my
pick up food on the way home too. So
yeah, I have 22,000 points on my Chick-fil-A thing right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's how bad of a habit. But it's every. I mean, somebody asked. Oh, B-Sox asked me today, why Chick-fil-A every day? It's the only place that you can go to every day, and the food is. I go to McDonald's every day. And they irritate me either in the drive-through lane.
Well, you were making friends today there, bud. Just throwing names
just
out.
Do. And Wendy's is sometimes
okay,
the same.
Joe Pesci, you don't like the drive-through. I get it.
Yeah, I do like the drive-through at Chick-fil-A.
All right.
I just, yeah.
So, they write on your little cup, have a good day.
Yes, they do. It's nice. Let's see. Where are we going? So I gave this out. So just so everybody, if they want to know what we're getting ready to do at the 421 hour, I gave... Scott, we're 6 weeks in. 440. Yeah. What did I say?
40. Yeah, I wrote down 440, so don't change it up.
441. 443.
There you go.
We're 6 weeks in, so we're a third of the way through the season, a little bit over a third of the way, since there's 17 games, not 18.
It's 18 weeks, so it's okay.
I said to give me your biggest surprise team, your biggest disappointment team, your surprising player, disappointing player, and your MVP. So get ready for that. That's coming up.
I think 85% of the people would be on the same page with
a lot of
pretty
that.
Much a lot of this.
Yeah. Excited about, you know, we do work for Cumulus Radio. Tonight's a big night. I think it's Taylor Swift night at midnight tonight, right? I think she gets a midnight release on her album tonight. Are you a Taylor Swift fan?
Some.
I don't
change my
way
day.
Your manly thing.
No, I don't change
like.
My day for making sure I throw
Casey
on
Casey Donahue has a midnight
Donahue.
Do you do a midnight and go, I'm staying up until midnight and I'm downloading. Or are you so close that he just sends you it before midnight?
I go stand in his ranch and put my jukebox or my boombox above my head and just wait for him to wave. So
just yes. Like who John Cusack.
Yes, that's the movie I was referencing. So, no, it just, right? Everybody has a, Taylor Swift, very talented, like
yes,
her stuff.
I'm with you.
But no, I'm not going to stay up till midnight to do anything special. So,
yeah, I don't know.
But I did get the pre-release of Slipknot because they released two songs before they released the entire album. I mean, that type of stuff.
I didn't do that.
Oh, the new one's delightful. It is. I mean, it really is. I mean,
they are. Do you ever think sometimes that they do what they do just so people, I mean, they are, what people remember about Slipknot is how they look and that, but how like you or me or Mike Lacy think of Slipknot is unbelievable musicians and songwriters.
Oh, right. The
Does the other thing take that away? No, that
was the thing that broke through, that for them to get their attention to people listen to them. The diversity of, I mean, it's, you've got Max Weinberg's son, Jay, is the drummer now. Okay.
Pretty cool.
And
huh?
Yes, it's double pedaled, all these different things, stuff like that. But if you stop and break it down and just watch, they are absolutely over the top talented.
Okay. So just because it's Thursday and we can do this because it's happy hour.
Sure.
Did you see my, you didn't post after, I thought you would. Did you see my,
I do have a day job. I'm sorry.
But you don't have a night job. I have a day job too. I didn't do it during the day.
Well, you know what? I will let you know what I was doing last night that I wasn't on my phone, and you're going to be blown away.
What were you doing last night?
I read for a couple hours.
You did not. What did you
read? The book called The Idealist.
Really?
Jack Trice's story. It's very
scary.
Well, you know what? Okay, that's interesting you would describe it that way. It makes you step back and realize how rough the world was in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s.
Yes.
It wasn't a nice place for, I mean, there was, the teeter-totter of reality was it's tough to read. It's more like reading a history book right now of leading up to who Jack Trice's parents were, who his grandparents were, where the name Trice came from, things like that. I mean, the book sucks you in. It is well written, and it's a great book.
He has the reason to say that me coming up here and playing football at Iowa State is bigger than football.
Right.
And he thought that, and he was right.
Right.
And I totally. Well,
It's good for you. It's a cool history thing because it talks about the evolution of the game of football. Teddy Roosevelt loved football, and he wanted to because it was. The rules weren't aligned and all these different things. So he's like, no, let's do this. Let's introduce a forward pass, all these different things so that we can grow this really cool game. And it's, you know.
And for people.
Washington State, for Pete's sakes, when they talk about in the 20s and 30s of football. I mean, I'm learning so much about the game,
right,
which leads to his path because of the game.
The one thing that I am taking away from reading as well is I understand being a white 57-year-old male that I don't get to have a say, but where we've come even from where he was to the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and now where we've come from there to where we are in the 2022s through right. the 2030s, even if we keep on that same thing, it's going to go. I mean, it's never going to go away.
Right.
But that the things that he was going through weren't the same as what happened. I mean, it evolved, and it evolved in a wrong. It evolved to social instead of sports, because right. that's where it was really bad, was sports. Women have gone through the same thing. Yes, in social, it was bad, but it's even been worse in sports.
Right.
And it is a great story. And you're going to love, I've been reading Joe Madden. You're going to love that.
That's my next
You're
going to
love
go
that
from,
book. So as soon as I get it, I'll toss it to you. And, yeah. and so anyway, so thinking about this, it said, I don't even remember what the
tweet was.
It was. Name the five albums.
Oh, I did. Yes,
that changed your.
No, that define you.
Define me.
And yes. And you had two Pink Floyd albums. That huge surprise.
Yeah, I mean that's. I mean that, and it's not even. I mean, it's pretty eclectic, though. Come on, I have Led Zeppelin, which you
have Loverboy, Get Lucky. I thought that was
but
you nailed it, though.
Yeah, that was my pre workout, my post workout, and then U2 Rattle and Hum is probably my favorite album of all time.
Really, not the Joshua Tree.
No, I just like how they did Rattle and Hum. I like how they put the movie together with it, and it let you get to know those guys, because besides Bono, the other guys never wanted people to know who they were, but they were really good dudes.
Bono was Sonny Bono. It's Bono.
Bono.
I'm here to correct, Chris, man.
That's what you're here for. Thank you.
There you go.
So you have to do that, because it's going to be far more eclectic than mine.
Well, I mean, it's
and that's not taken into consideration my early years with my parents. That was two people were the only two people that were in my house blaring. Haggard and George Jones.
Right. Me.
That was it.
Kiss Destroyer changed my life. Was amazing.
Yeah.
But then again, this doesn't follow as music, but it was, I listened to it constantly. Was Steve Martin, Wild and Crazy Guy.
Yeah, true.
That, I mean, King Tut's on there. That's a pretty good song. They couldn't cut it right now, but, I mean, that was, yeah. I mean, there was, oh, good Lord, you know. Like.
But I had no trouble getting to my five.
Well, I will work on that.
It was just
I will tweet that.
Boom. It was like the first four were easy. Then it was, I did struggle a little bit with you two on which one that I would, because I get Joshua Tree is amazing as well.
See, I go to probably Alabama Roll On. That's when country was, it was early 80s, and that's when it took a hold. But it's very diverse
for me.
But no, I will put some time and effort into that, and I will make sure I...
Because you're far more eclectic than I am, that's for sure.
I don't know about that, but...
Well, yes, you are. Right. That's a good thing. It's
so,
not a bad thing.
So are you reading... the Book of Joe,
mm-hmm.
Try Not to Suck at Baseball and Life.
And
are
Life.
You, are you reading it on a device, or did you actually get the book?
No, the book came the other day.
Okay, cool.
And then as soon as I get done, I'll give you the book so you can look at it.
Cool. I'm looking forward to reading that.
Yeah, he is, and I think that when it gets World Series times, I'm going to send an email to the very nice
his handler
who was very complimentary of how we worked with Joe and how our interview went, which was kind of nice. But to have him talk a little bit about the World Series would be very interesting.
Absolutely.
So hopefully we can get that done next week with Palmer Group. And one of the things I'm trying to do in the next, say, month with your help, try to get more diversified out there on who we bring into the show. We'll always keep our bees and everybody,
right?
But trying to reach out to different people with different stories. David Eichel today, did you see that one? He was like, his warm-up music before he went to see to do the Iowa Hawkeye women thing today, they mm-hmm. had their press conference, and he was listening to Lil Wayne.
Media
I said,
day, yeah.
Here's the difference between David and I now, young and old. He's listening to his music, and I'm watching him on DIY, fixing houses.
Nice.
I don't think I could name you a Lil Wayne song, but he is hilarious on DIY. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. One more segment in this first hour. We'll be right back.
Sign up for 101.3 and 1700 The Champs. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
I feel like Dr. Phil.
Not a midlife crisis.
Dr. Steen.
I do not have a Corvette.
Let me help you, Dr. Steen, to the rescue. Good God Almighty. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ. at @ScottBrower_13, at @SteenOnSports, and at @HappyHour_SS. Facebook as at 1700 The Champ as well. Website. Boy, that music cut off really quick.
Are we still in the air? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
Check one.
Website 1700thechamp.com. All the podcasts are up out there.
What's today?
Today is Thursday.
The 20th?
Yes, it is.
20th of October.
All day. All day.
I'm getting Christmas concert announcements on Facebook.
There you go. That would be Scott over there talking about Christmas.
Nope.
It
sorry.
Is almost November. I mean, that does start to get the Christmas spirit. November does.
It's going to be 86 on Saturday or something like that.
I got to golf. I wanted to golf in 50s. 60s.
No, that's your score.
Well, I wish that was my score.
I know. I'm saying, but yeah.
Per 9-ish all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
This segment will be brought to you by. We'll do Palmer Group since we're sitting here. Palmer Group, founded in 1998. Their goal was to change the dynamic by serving both clients and candidates. The company purpose is making lives better. They're trying to find more ways to get prospects and employers on the same page and making it easier for them to find their employees. It's not easy. The workforce is, you know, this is one of those times where we have no clue. As much as COVID messed us up, now we're going to go through another 8-month period where we have no idea in the world what's going to happen. We don't know financially what's going to happen, how people are going to be, there's so many jobs out there that we're not filling, but we still have the same amount of, I mean, it's just,
I know workers things. Are going back downtown.
Yes, they are. And,
that's a good thing for small business.
My wonderful, wife, Jennifer, said that, even state employees they're bringing back in. A lot of places are.
Right.
Which is nice. It changed that dynamic.
Oh, massively,
man! If you had a do over, boy, there's a lot of people that would like to have a do over.
Yeah,
Kyle Krause would think about having a do over. you know, a lot of anybody that has anything above two stories would go, man, I wish I could have a little bit of do over. But still, home ownership I think is the next, because my goodness, the amount of apartments we're building, we must be thinking that people don't want to have that type of money. And I don't know. I don't know how we're building as many apartments, and there's waiting lists everywhere you go. It's crazy. It's just a crazy time.
I'll explain that to you sometime.
Thank you. Good. Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Are you BSing me?
Let me put it this way. Do 23-year-olds like to commit to buying a house?
No. Not at all.
They'll sign a lease all day long. They're not committing to something for 13 years.
Have a hard time committing to just about anything.
They're starting to make good wages. They have the ability, but they don't have cojones.
They don't have that, and they just can't see themselves going, oh my God, I don't want to, if it snows, I don't have an 18-year-old son that can go out and shovel. What's happening there?
All right, finish your Palmer spiel.
They have jobs in accounting and finance, admin, customer service, construction, engineering, manufacturing, information technology, mortgage, and banking. Getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen. We are starting tomorrow. We're starting to have some individuals from Palmer Group come in to talk about the job market, to talk about the new salary forecast for the upcoming year, which is always fun. And we'll have that on Friday the 21st, which is tomorrow, next Thursday, a week from today. Then Tuesday, and then follow that up on a Monday, November 7th, with Chris Lorenz, the executive vice president.
Cool.
So that'll be exciting.
Love it.
Okay. Biggest surprise team to you in the NFL is?
I wrote down the Vikings but then I circled the Eagles.
I did.
The fact that they are undefeated and it's the Eagles.
I would have said that same thing. I would have just said them the way you're talking about. That's mine. Philadelphia, Minnesota are my two as well. Minnesota has that capability. And I told you that I didn't know how good they were going to be until maybe 7-8 games into the season. The fact that they're here, once again, shows that if, sorry, but if you hire a defensive coordinator as your coach, you're not going to win at football.
Well,
and it's kind of funny.
You know, there I go to the NFC North, Minnesota Vikings. I mean, they are 5-1.
They're 5-1. And I'm trying to remember. I'll click right here. Their loss was to the Eagles at Philadelphia.
Right. That's exactly.
So, I mean, that's not a bad that's not a bad loss.
Yes, Andrew Jed, the Giants are one of them we were going to talk about too.
Yes.
That's his surprise team.
No, I agree with that.
Via definition. Yeah, they are a surprise team.
And once again, the surprise should not be I think the surprise is Daniel Jones, but it's not the surprise when it's Brian Daboll.
Right, exactly.
And once again, you had a special teams coach from the New England Patriots, was Joe Judge, was their coach, and he had no idea in the world how to do anything. And you bring somebody in that has been that conglomerate of coaches with that Buffalo Bills team, and more are going to move. Leslie Frazier deserves a job somewhere, even though he's defensive coordinator. And I'm sorry, Leslie. I know I wouldn't hire you. I would hire you as my defensive coordinator. I'd hire you as my coach too, but if I brought in a young offensive guy.
Okay, but think about this. The coaching trees that we're picking from right now is the LA Rams and the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
Right? There was a time that it was New England.
But they learned really quick that the New England one, and Bill Belichick's learning, and all these guys are learning that. Man, you have to have both.
Denver's learning that the quarterback coach doesn't make the quarterback.
No. And you know, the really scary thing is at certain points in time, Aaron Rodgers hasn't been very good either. And maybe he had the fact that Nathaniel Hackett was there keeping his separation between him and LaFleur, because I don't think they get along really well either. I don't think any time does some of these quarterbacks get along with that.
At this point in time, I don't say bad things against Aaron Rodgers.
Biggest disappointment? You should. I don't say anything.
Her birthday's this weekend, all right? He's an okay guy.
I'm sorry. Biggest disappointment of a team.
Biggest disappointment as a team is kind of interesting because they're both in the same division. Raiders and Broncos.
Yeah, I'm
one of the two was supposed to be a breakout team.
I'm surprised on the Raiders, and once again, if you dug in, I think you could knock the Broncos a lot more. The Raiders, I mean, it's been a one-score game with a minute left in every single one of their losses.
Right.
They've had some pretty bad luck.
But they're 1-4. Denver, 2-4. I mean, it's the Derek Carr and I just went blank from Green Bay, came over. Not Antonio Brown. I always say Antonio Brown stuff, but it was
Devontae Adams.
There we go. I apologize. And that was supposed to be special as much as the Tyreek Hill Tua thing was going to be, you know, but that is not fired off like I thought it was going to.
No. And part of that, you know, that gets into that again. How does Josh McDaniels keep doing this? How can you be so good in one environment and so bad in another?
At what capacity is he in a good environment?
Get that. I understand that. So maybe he's not a leader of men. Because he fits my guidelines. He's an offensive coordinator. He's offensive minded. But maybe that doesn't hold true. I don't know what
you can be a great foreman, but sometimes you can't be the general manager.
Yeah. It's a tough thing. Right now my disappointing team is the Baltimore Ravens because number one, it's mine.
Honestly, I expect.
And I mean, you're talking they've led all but 9 minutes in
that,
six
that
games.
Is painful. The stat popped up on social media or whatever, and it was the four games that they've lost that they were ahead massively at some point in time in each one of those games.
By over 10 points in every game.
Yeah.
Most disappointing player.
You skipped over surprise player.
Well, surprise. Not
disappointing player. To me, Russell Wilson.
That would be.
I had higher expectations for him,
and I don't know. And I don't know if it's him. I don't know if it's hurt. If he's hurt, everybody wants to pick on him now because he's, you know, his weirdness when he was winning is okay. Now his weirdness is not.
But
my most surprising player is Jalen Hurts. I did not think that he could handle the offense. And my most surprising coach would be Nick Sirianni, because after that first interview,
you're a fan. After reading his lips, you're a fan.
Well, I'm a fan now, but I'm a fan on how he took a young quarterback and said, hey, buddy, guess what you're going to do? I'm going to jump on your back. You're going to jump on my back, and we're going to ride this thing, and we're going to be really, really good.
Okay, I was wrong. Baltimore's 3-3. They're leading their division, dude.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But you're disappointed. Wow.
Because I think they could be 6-0, and everybody would be talking about them being Super
Bengals
Bowl.
3-3, Browns 2-4, Pittsburgh 2-4. That's up for grabs, dude.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about this one in the next hour. Divisional records of some of these groups in the standings is pretty crazy. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. We'll be back starting the second hour right after this.